Oracle's position is particularly interesting because they've invested heavily in cloud infrastructure specifically designed to support AI workloads. Their earnings will provide insight into whether enterprise customers are actually purchasing AI services at the scale and price points that justify Oracle's current market capitalization.
Adobe faces different challenges. They've integrated AI capabilities into their creative software suite, but the question is whether customers are paying premium prices for AI features or whether AI is becoming a standard expectation that doesn't command higher prices. Their results will indicate whether AI represents new revenue streams or simply increased development costs.
The broader tech sector volatility is evident in today's market movements. Even as NVIDIA's Jensen Huang calls the recent AI stock sell-off a buying opportunity, South Korean markets are showing how quickly technology stocks can decline when broader economic uncertainties emerge. The KOSPI's 8% drop triggered circuit breakers, demonstrating how regional conflicts can rapidly affect tech-heavy markets.
Tencent's $4 billion bond sale, their first dollar debt issuance since 2021, signals that major Chinese technology companies are preparing for a potentially challenging economic environment. By raising capital now, Tencent is positioning itself to weather potential market downturns or take advantage of acquisition opportunities if valuations decline further.
The timing is significant because Chinese companies have faced restricted access to U.S. capital markets due to regulatory concerns and geopolitical tensions. Tencent's successful bond sale suggests that institutional investors still view major Chinese tech companies as creditworthy, despite broader U.S.-China tensions.
European retail investors rushing to buy SpaceX's record IPO demonstrates continued appetite for high-growth technology investments, even amid broader market volatility. SpaceX represents a unique investment opportunity because their revenue sources include both government contracts and commercial satellite services, providing diversification that pure-play AI companies often lack.
The contrast between established tech companies reporting earnings and new companies going public highlights different phases of technology market maturity. Investors are demanding profitability evidence from established players while still showing willingness to invest in speculative opportunities like SpaceX that promise revolutionary technological advancement.
United Airlines' shift to asset deals reflects how traditional industries are adapting to economic pressures. AYA warns that rising fuel costs will have airline industry profits and trigger failures among weaker carriers, creating acquisition opportunities for financially strong airlines like United. This consolidation pattern often occurs during periods of economic stress.
The pharmaceutical sector is showing continued strength with major deals like Roche and Nurix's $2.3 billion agreement on blood cancer drug development. Nurix receives $700 million upfront to co-develop Bexobrutide, an oral BTK degrader. These large upfront payments indicate confidence in biotechnology innovation despite broader market volatility.
Looking at sector rotation patterns, defense and healthcare stocks are outperforming technology stocks today, which typically indicates investor flight to safety during periods of geopolitical uncertainty. However, the magnitude of tech sell-offs suggests this might also reflect fundamental concerns about whether AI-driven revenue growth will materialize as quickly as investors initially expected.